It's episode 302, and we've got plugins for Google Calendar, Site Attack Blocking, Checking Your Posts with Copyscape, WooCommerce Images, and a plugin to list your stock portfolio. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Great White North, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I am Marcus Couch.
And we are having a wonderfully technically challenged day today, but we're still getting a show out and recorded for you all. So welcome to WP Plugins A to Z, and we got the usual great show for you today. And so, of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, or leaving us a review on their website, or taking some time over at the iTunes store and leaving us a review there.
Yes, it does help us out within the rankings. We greatly appreciate everyone who leaves us a review in iTunes. Also, remember that you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And today, a little bit lighter on the show, but of course, right up top here, we've got the little self-promotion bits right now. Just promoting the WordPress jobs board, the WPPlugins.com jobs board. So check it out right now. It's WPPluginsAtoZ.com/jobs.
And also, I mentioned last week that I'm now the WordPress editor at Smashing Magazine. And if you would like to submit something, an idea, something like that, as far as a story to put in, you actually get paid for your article and you get the exposure of at least a million readers. So send me an email, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com, and we can see if we can get your article posted on the site.
There you go, folks. That'd make a nice little bonus for you. All right. At this point here is where we like to thank the donors to our show. This week here, we've got no one over $50, but we would like to acknowledge and say thanks to everyone who's come in over or below $50. And you know who you are. And you can also support the show by going to patreon.com/WPPluginsAtoZ and sign up there for a monthly donation to help the show.
Absolutely. We use that money for things like transcriptions and audio stuff, and there's a lot more coming as we keep progressing with the show. So remember also that when you do donate over $50, you do get your name mentioned and whatever link you want also mentioned and in the show notes, so you get a little bit of link love with that as well. So please take advantage of that. That's the $50 and over plugins donation as far as your support to this show. So we greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. Okay. And this week here, we don't really have a whole lot to talk about. I think Barn 2 Media might still be running their contest and you'll want to go check them out. Let's see. It's a contest to see how to use their WooCommerce ideas and you have the chance to win three of their plugins. So go check that out at barn2media.com.
Excellent. And we've got a bit of news this week. I'll start it off here. I just got an email just this morning that WooCommerce is actually unveiling collaborator accounts. There's been a big demand on this to make store development a little easier. So they decided to create collaborator accounts that once added, people like developers, anybody that's actually working on the site is able to manage downloads, subscriptions, and tickets with the different permissions that you set. So check that out. We've got a link in the show notes to that. And John, you brought a couple stories.
Yeah, got a couple of articles. One is a article from business2community.com. It's a nice article of five simple ways to secure your WordPress website without using plugins. A lot of them are pretty basic ideas and information, but there's a couple of them in here that are useful tips that you can do to adjust your website up and don't have to have any plugins to help secure it up a bit. Nowadays, we know security is everything for your WordPress website, so you got to stay on top of it.
Yeah. And also another piece of news that I've got is that, well, this is unfortunate that this happened, but 4,000 websites, WordPress sites, in fact, were infected by installing a fake plugin. Yeah, this one was called WP Base SEO, and it's based on a legitimate SEO plugin that they ripped off, but it also does things like expose a backdoor and allow you to get defaced and hacked. And this is one of the reasons why a show like WP Plugins A to Z is so important, because John and I actually test these things. We look at them. We will let you know if there's anything fishy going on with them, and we try and bring you the cream of the crop. And that's exactly the reason, because things like this exist out there in the world. And I feel bad for those 4,000 people that were infected by installing this fake plugin. But I'll bet dimes to donuts, John, that none of them were our listeners.
No, probably not. But a question I've got is, what did they get the plugin from the repository?
That's correct. It slipped right by the goalie.
Wow. Every once in a while, one slips by then. Okay. So got to be aware. Actually, they probably got it in functioning and then changed it afterwards.
Yeah, made an update.
Yeah.
Right.
That's probably how they slipped it in, because that's how some of the other plugins in the past, because it's happened in the past before where someone's taken over a plugin and then changed it and used it to infect people.
Cool.
All right. And one other article I've got here is an article on a regular WordPress maintenance checklist. And this is a really great one from SitePoint.com. And it is a good checklist to follow through on things that you need to do on your web, on your site. It's got a daily maintenance checklist, a weekly maintenance, a monthly maintenance, quarterly, half year, and then a yearly checklist in this article of things you can go through to tick off to make sure you're keeping your website as clean and secure as it can be. So you want to check this out. It's a really great article. Got some useful tips and ideas for you.
All right. And that wraps up the news segment.
That does. Well, that's all we've got. And we've got no other great stuff. We're looking for listener feedback. This is the point where you would get to put your input into the show, whether you want to record something from SpeakPipe off our website or send us a MP3 recording or an email, questions, pretty much anything. You know, send it here and we'll get it on the show and showcase you. And if you include your links, hey, you'll get some link love back too.
There you go.
All right. Meat and potatoes time then, eh?
Yep.
Off we go.
On the grill.
Off we go. Okay. The first plugin I've got this week here is called Repub Hub Headlines Widget. This was sent in to us by Dan Sauerhoft. And I'll be interviewing him later today, hopefully, if my recording equipment starts working. And it's at repubhub.com, and the plugin is available in the repository. And it's a pretty easy plugin for adding trending news and or new articles from your specific sources to your website via a sidebar widget. It adjusts the settings to allow you to drill down to specific categories and regions, limited to the limit number of articles to appear. It's a pretty excellent way to add additional content to your site. Now, the content comes through Repub Hub's system, but they have a lot of news sources where they bring in content, and a lot of it's really great and useful. So you want to check this out if you're looking to add additional news, top stories, other bits and pieces to your website from a third-party source. Seems to be a pretty decent plugin, and we'll know more about it after I interview Dan. So check it out, Repub Hub Headlines Widget, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Outstanding. Well, one of the things that I've done lately is installed a Google Calendar list for someone that has regular events. They wanted a way to not have to do an Events Calendar Pro plugin or things like that. They just wanted their office staff to be able to add things to a Google Calendar and then list them on the site. And so I found a plugin for them called Google Calendar List View. And what it does is it lets you put a short code down and you can display the list view of a public Google Calendar. But it worked great. The functionality itself worked perfect the very first time that I tried the short code. But it does seem to be unformatted out of the box. So you will have to make some CSS modifications to get it to work perfectly formatted within your site. But I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Very nice. It'd be nice to have your Google Calendar display in a decent way.
Yeah, so it's a really easy way for keeping a client out of the WordPress installation in adding their own events. Anybody can use a Google Calendar, and this one incorporates and merges that into your content perfectly.
Excellent. Okay, the next plugin I've got here is called WP Block. And this plugin here is a security plugin, and what it does is it helps you prevent some of the most common attacks simply by keeping your plugins, themes, core, WordPress updated, but it also goes in and disables access to admin for everyone except admins and editors, disables the use of WP Scan, which is a tool that's used by, you know, the hackers, mostly script kiddies. And that's a lot of the common attacks that happen to WordPress websites. It helps block hackers from scanning your website for admin users, vulnerable threats, vulnerable plugins, and exposed files. And it's supposed to help reduce the load on your server. It protects access or prevents access to sensitive files and a bit more. And all you got to do is install it, activate it, a couple of minor adjustments, and you're good to go. So anyway, a pretty decent plugin, a nice little security plugin to help tighten up your website a little bit with a minimal amount of effort. Check it out. It's called WP Block, and I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
All right. The next plugin I have is for WooCommerce, and it's called WooCommerce Image Annotator. This is really neat, John. If you want to add more value to the products on your WordPress sites, give a little bit extra pop when it comes to those images, this is the plugin for you. What it does is it allows you to actually open up one of your product images, annotate it, which means put notes on it. You know, you could put instructions, you know, here's number one, here's number two, here's number three, all within the same image, or you want to talk about sizes or colors or anything like that. You can actually annotate, which means you don't have to pull it into Photoshop and then type, you know, your notes and all that. You just actually type what it is that you want right in WordPress. Then you can save it, display it, go back and edit it if you want to later, so it's not a permanent thing, and it does not overwrite the original image. It's very, very cool.
That is very cool.
So I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Nice. Gotta like that. You can go through and add some really nice features to your images. I like how they show it in here and that you have your model showcasing the pieces, and then you highlight those little pieces on the model.
That's right. So yeah, it could be, let's just say you're doing variable sizing, yep. Right? So if you have a shirt and you're measuring the collar, you know, that's number one, the sleeve, that's number two, and the whole width of the shirt, shoulders or whatever. So you could put those different things down there, and then they would know exactly what it is that they're ordering.
Very nice. Okay, the final plugin I've got here today is called Stock Market News. Now, the developers of this actually by StockDO actually create 3 different plugins. This is one that I've tested so far. I'll probably test the other ones. But what this one does here, it is a little bit challenging to get set up. You have to go create an account on their site. Then you have to get an API key and then get it set up. And then you have to choose the very specific stock exchanges and stock symbols and tickers. But what it does once you get it working is it starts to display news information, and their other ones will start to display stock reports, ticker reports for you to let you know how the stocks are doing. Other than that, it's a really great plugin. It's allows you to monitor the market indices, currencies, commodities are supported, even bringing in news and information about what's happening in the world of stocks and investments. So all in all, not a bad plugin, but due to the amount of effort it requires to get it set up, I had to set this one at a 3 dragon rating. Check it out, Stock Market News.
Yeah, I have recently become an investor in stocks. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking at stocks almost as much as I'm looking at plugins lately.
Yeah.
I mean, it's addicting. I just kind of watch it all the time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one is used actually to this one really comes in handy if you're doing guest posts or stuff like that. It's called Postscape. And if you're familiar with Copyscape, Copyscape is a website that checks all the other content on the web to make sure that the thing that you are using is original. And that's very, very important to make sure that you have original and not duplicate content on your site. So what this does is it just adds a button to the WordPress editor, and it allows you to do a quick scan of Copyscape with the content that you've actually got within the editor and give you a percentage of originality. So this is really good for people that submit guest posts. I have a client that runs an association, and often the members actually contribute blog posts. And quite often, one of the rules that we have is it has to be 100% original. And something like this really helps because it can weed that out, whether they're just submitting some press release that they've already done or an article that they did about a year ago on their own blog that never went anywhere. This is the way to check that. It's called Postscape, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Very important to make sure your content's original as it can possibly be. Getting harder and harder these days, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much information and content out there in the world. It's, nothing's new under the sun. So you just got to figure out a new way to present it.
Except for this podcast.
Well, true. True. This podcast is pretty unique in what it is.
That's right.
All right. Well, that wraps it up. I covered up in this episode Repub Hub headlines widget, which I gave a 4.2, WP Block, which I gave a 4.2, and Stock Market News, which I gave a 3.2.
And I covered Google Calendar List View, which got a 4 out of 5. WooCommerce Image Annotator gets a 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Postscape, which gets a 5 out of 5.
And this is a point here where we usually have some promotions. This week here, I don't really have anyone to promote, but I would like to, make a quick shout out to BlogAid out there, who did a really great webinar last week. I sat and watched it. It was quite good. You might check out BlogAid and a lot of the resources there. She gives lots of great tips and useful information for everybody. So check it out at blogaid.net.
Yes, and I mentioned this the last couple of weeks. I haven't had any takers yet, but if you are interested or you already are actually making bots, then I'd really like to talk to you because it's a new thing. It's called RPA, Robotic Process Automation, and I am super, super interested in it and would like to learn a little bit more about it. So if you're already doing RPA or any kind of bots for Facebook or any kind of customer service bots, I think that's the next big thing, and I want to get involved in it, and I'm just kind of looking for some other people to team up with to do some projects with. So if you're into that, shoot me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com.
There you go. Could be lots of fun, folks, and would be an interesting project.
Yeah, I'm actually, John, going to my first RPA meetup tomorrow in Los Angeles. I'm going to take the hour and a half drive up there and just see what it's all about. So I'm happy to report on that next week.
Nice. Look forward to it. All right, well, that wraps it up for us. Usual reminders, please stop at the iTunes store, give us a review. We greatly appreciate it. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit the little thumbs up button in the corner or leave us a review on their website.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can get me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, which by a couple of days from now is going to be actually completely revamped. So if you're listening to this at the tail end of the week, maybe want to check that out. And also, you can find me on Twitter at Marcus Couch. Also, remember that you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Well, let's hope for the best. As long as your recording came through, we'll be fine.
Let me check.